Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, Episode 12, The Theory of Meta-Awesomeness by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. And I'm your host and narrator, Joss Marie. Welcome back to another edition of the podcast where I simply read to you from amazing blogs. Today, I have another new author for this show. He's been featured on Optimal Living Daily before. Actually, if you heard the week of the 500th episode, you might have heard his voice. He narrated his own post in episode 505 of that special week. I'm talking about Mark Manson. He used to be a dating coach, but now he's a writer and internet entrepreneur. And he can be vulgar. I mean, his book is titled The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, if that gives you an idea. But we'll bleep out the profanity for you. On that note, some of the articles I read might have mature themes to them. I'll try to give some warning, but in general, you can expect that since this is a podcast about relationships. At the same time, we'll cut out profanity to keep it as clean as possible. So, if you listen in the car and have kids with you, it's up to you to make that choice if you want them to hear these posts. I don't want to keep the intro too long, so let's hear our first post from Mark on this show and start optimizing your life. The Theory of Meta-Awesomeness by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. Meta-awesomeness is a term I invented for when someone recognizes that something about themselves is uncool, which then, ironically, makes them cool. For example, the guy who can be a condescending prick, who also makes fun of himself for being a condescending prick. Or the boyfriend who knows he can be insensitive at times and asks his girlfriend to help him be better about it. Or the girl who genuinely apologizes for being late and admits she's a forgetful person and needs reminders. Or the football player who embarrassingly admits he enjoys ballet. Or the boss at work who knowingly thanks his employees for putting up with his irrational, angry tirades every so often. The fact these people know the negative or unpopular aspects of their personalities makes them that much more awesome. It draws us closer to them. It turns their weaknesses into strengths. A while back, someone emailed me. They told me my writing sucked, my ideas were mostly stolen, and it's amazing so many people read my site. I replied by telling him my writing still has a long way to go, and I'd love to hear any suggestions for improvements he may have had. I never heard back. It's an amazing trigger within human nature. The minute someone acknowledges their flaws, not only do we forgive them for it, but we actually come to like that flaw. My girlfriend spends hours in the bathroom before we go out together. She openly makes fun of herself for it. For some reason, I find this adorable instead of a nuisance. I remember years ago going on dates to fancy lounges with beautiful girls and telling them about how I used to spend hours practicing video games to compete in tournaments when I was a teenager, that this was the highlight of my social life in high school. To my surprise, they often became more attracted to me. The self-awareness makes it cool. Knowing that you're not always awesome, counterintuitively, makes you more awesome. There are two requirements to achieve meta-awesomeness: self-awareness and vulnerability. Number one, self-awareness is the ability to reflect on your own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors from a third-person perspective and then make rational judgments on them. For instance, a person who lacks self-awareness may get angry and punch his hand through a car window. Afterward, he will either be unable to justify his action, or he will blame his action on what caused him to become angry: his nagging mother, his of a girlfriend, the money he didn't save on his car insurance by switching to Geico. A man with self-awareness would be able to take a step back and say, "Whoa, I got angry and lost control. This wasn't worth it. I got blood on my new jeans. This was unacceptable. I seem to have anger issues. I need to be more conscious of my actions and emotions. The first man is lame. The second is not. But he is not awesome either. He has a major flaw, and you probably wouldn't want to hang around him. But at least he's aware of that flaw. And that's the first step to achieving meta-awesomeness. Number two, vulnerability is being candid about who you are, not hiding yourself or trying to impress others, not covering up your flaws or weaknesses, admitting your mistakes, sharing yourself unabashedly. Vulnerability without self-awareness is little more than a verbal stream of emotional vomit. People who are vulnerable without self-awareness are seen as weak, whiny, childish, and helpless. You need self-awareness to take responsibility for your flaws and problems, to incorporate them into your identity in a positive manner. Vulnerability with self-awareness gives others a crystal clear access to who you are and what makes you unique and interesting. Multi-layered emotions. If you're able to achieve these two qualities simultaneously, you will introduce your psyche to multi-layered emotions. For instance, I can feel angry that someone else won an award that I didn't, but then feel guilty that I feel angry about not winning the award, and then make the decision to forgive myself for feeling guilty about feeling angry. That's a big mac of emotional layers going on. Here's a better and more clear example. Let's say you are in love with someone. Let's also say you have a massive fear of abandonment and therefore you unconsciously push away those who care about you and you sabotage your own relationships. If you lacked self-awareness, then you would simply feel a love-hate relationship with each person who became close to you, a significant other who you continually treat like despite the fact you can't seem to stay away from them. Meanwhile, you would have no idea why. You would feel trapped on an emotional roller coaster traversing the highs and lows of dysfunction together. Break up, get back together, blame them, love them, hate them, run away from them, run back to them, tell them you miss them, hate them again, run away again, etc. ad infinitum. But a person with a self-awareness would recognize this pattern. Notice the feeling in love feeling. Notice the fear of being in love. And notice the sabotaging behaviors caused by the fear of being in love. This is necessary if you're ever going to turn your emotional baggage and neuroticism into a bonus instead of a penalty. You could feel guilty about getting angry about being afraid of being in love. Multi-layered craziness, baby. But what about the vulnerability? This self-awareness is nice, but if you're unable or too afraid to express these realizations to your partner, then your partner will continue to perceive you as a neurotic, relationship-sabotaging son of a bitch. But if you work up the cojones or ovaries to tell your partner, look, I'm a bit of a head case when it comes to commitment, and I only get like this because I like you so much. I'm sorry if I pushed you away. I'm going to try not to, but just know that I have some issues and this is what usually happens. Boom. Trust hits a whole new level. Intimacy through the roof. Sweet, sweet lovemaking squared. And not only does your partner respect you for sharing your problems with them, but chances are they'll come to love that flaw as part of you as well. Meta-awesomeness at its finest. You just listened to the post titled The Theory of Meta-Awesomeness by Mark Manson of markmanson.net.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
For your king.
Never. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Again, he's the author of The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, a popular and highly reviewed book. You can find more info on him and his book at markmanson.net. And if you liked his content, check out Optimal Living Daily, one of our other podcasts. Justin reads more of his articles there. And like I mentioned earlier, he actually narrated his own post for the special week of the 500th episode. You can hear that in episode 505 of Optimal Living Daily. That's it for the Tuesday show. Tomorrow we'll feature yet another new author, one that we actually haven't heard on any of our podcasts, so make sure you come back and check it out. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.